Hi, and welcome to the KBK Broadcast Podcast, The Mine, the medical industry marketing experience. I'm Bob Brinson, and today I'm going to be speaking with some of KBK's staff, Nicole Hoagland, Teddy Fassel, and Kelly White, and all three of you recently attended Inbound 2015. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this, and Nicole, if you would start us off, that'd be great.
Inbound 2015 is our yearly inbound marketing conference. It's in Boston, and it normally happens in the beginning of September. And it's one of the conferences that we look most forward to because it's really a place where agencies like us and customers who use HubSpot get together to kind of have a meeting of the minds and go over industry best practices, standards, and different types of things that would be involved with an inbound and being able to bounce ideas off of each other.
Okay, so what were your expectations going into this? Was this your first conference that you've attended?
So this actually was my second inbound conference. I attended last year with Teddy and Jan. And the biggest thing that I love about the inbound conference is being able to network with other industry people and be able to kind of go over best practices and really get involved with them to see what their favorite things are with inbound marketing and just learn different tactics and things that we can kind of take back as an agency and then utilize for our clients. So when we are gearing up for inbound, that's my biggest thing that I look forward to, is being able to get with other like-minded people and kind of network and bounce ideas off of each other, because it's the one time of the year that we really are able to kind of come together and not really have to worry about other things that are on our plate. It's, you know, we kind of put everything to the side, Dive into inbound, and just have a really good week.
All right. Well, we're also talking with Kelly White, who is Assistant Inbound Marketing Manager. Kelly's located down outside of Austin, Texas. Had you been to Inbound before, Kelly?
No, this was actually my first experience. So over the year, I heard a lot about it. So I was definitely looking forward to it. It was a good experience, full of a lot of educational classes. I think there were a few things different from what I had been told about, but overall, it was a good experience.
Okay, so what was your favorite part about it?
They had a few keynotes. I enjoyed Brene Brown. She was a storyteller. She had a very good motivational story that she told all of us. Amy Schumer, I'm sure a few of you have heard of.
Sure.
She was definitely hilarious. maybe a little bit inappropriate to share any of her jokes. So,
And that was the entertainment?
That was the entertainment, yes. As far as the educational side, one of my favorite classes was DIY design, and it was by Peg Fitzpatrick. She shared a lot of image tools that we can create for social media, blogs, a lot of tools that we can create images, considering that it's 93% of our communication.
How many people actually went to this thing?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is. I think this year they said that the audience that attended was about 15,000, maybe a little bit more, because they did have a lot of people that signed up on site. But overall, I mean, from what the conference was maybe 5 years ago to what it was today, I mean, it went from maybe a couple hundred people back in 2009 to over 15,000 this year. So we know that we're onto something as, you know, the industry continues to grow and people kind of start understanding the methodology behind it. Inbound's just going to keep on growing. It's here to stay.
Teddy, I know you're the social media manager. Basically, why did you want to go? Why did you want to go to Inbound 2015?
Well, I attended last year and I picked up a ton of good information that I was able to bring back. And they basically, with social media, there's a ton of classes you can attend that offer like tips and tricks. And then, you know, like great speakers that are there. Last year there was a Twitter, people from Twitter were there and they did a great presentation. This year there were some pretty good ones too. There was the LinkedIn expert on Twitter. She did an amazing presentation on like LinkedIn groups that I had never really looked into a lot of, a lot of, you know, about LinkedIn groups, but she had like a lot to offer. Her class was great. I attended the Peg Fitzpatrick with Kelly, and we're huge on images, and it was just great. She gave us a ton of tools to test out, a lot of apps that we can look at. So, I do. I like to go, because you do learn so much.
I know that each day at Inbound is filled with different sessions that you can go to. Nicole, was there anything in particular that stood out for you?
My favorite educational session actually was by a good friend of Jan's. Her name is Ginny Dietrich, and she is the owner of this company called Spin Sucks. It's a funny name, but basically she was talking about how to incorporate PR or public relations into the modern day marketing. And a lot of it was interesting because I have heard probably for years now, and I can say this because I got my degree in public relations, but I don't use it at all, is that PR is dead. And she kind of took that concept and just spun it on its head and basically was able to show us different ways as online marketers that we can incorporate public relations online into all of the different efforts that we're doing with inbound marketing. And it was just interesting and eye-opening because it was one of those concepts that unless you were there and you actually saw it in action, you would never believe that it works, but it does. And that's something that I took back to the company. And in 2016, we're hopefully going to start doing some of those initiatives with our own clients and with ourselves, just because it's something that it takes a little bit more work, but it's free if it pays off. And it's just something that I think if we were able to incorporate, we'd be kind of ahead of the game with our industry.
Okay. Well, I know that got a lot of people's attention. Nicole, why don't you elaborate a little bit on that, where you're saying that the thought is that PR is dead?
Yeah, it's one of those, sayings that I've heard over the years. I've done PR before. I think there is a time and a place for it. It's not necessarily the end all be all, but it's just something that industry experts will sometimes say, just because in the modern day world of online marketing and websites and being able to network on more of a steroid type basis, the old picking up the phone and calling a reporter and trying to pitch a story is kind of dead. And it's incorporating all of the aspects of being able to network online and building those relationships with reporters or different publications and really kind of honing those relationships more so than the end all, the old age of strictly pitching a story and hoping that someone picks it up.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know, KBK obviously deals in the medical industry. Would you be likely to see other industries, though, represented at Inbound?
A lot of different organizations that come are other agency partners like KBK Communications. What an agency partner is we have gotten different certifications, and because we have clients that use HubSpot, we actually are able to partner with HubSpot to give our customers kind of a better experience with the software. But other agency partners attend so that they're kept up to date on industry standards, what's going on with HubSpot, anything that's new to Inbound. But a lot of different organizations like website agencies, and no, actually e-commerce is definitely a big platform. That's there. A lot of different mom and pop shops that don't necessarily have the capacity to have an agency handle their marketing efforts, but have the tool of HubSpot, they'll come and get educated on how to do inbound themselves. Teddy and Kelly, what have you guys seen or what did you guys hear when you were at Inbound that would stand out as different industries that were there?
Well, we met some awesome people from the Dallas area. They weren't healthcare related, but they were in the restaurant marketing. So they were looking at inbound for that.
Kelly, how about you? Did you run into a lot of different industries represented there at Inbound?
I ran into a few different people as well. I did not run into anyone that was into the healthcare marketing like we are. But a few, I know who Teddy is talking about as far as the people from Dallas. There were a few that they just had their own, they wrote their own blogs.
Okay.
So they were kind of using it for their business to get their blogs out there.
Well, that's pretty neat, isn't it? Nicole, how about new things that were presented this year? Anything that stood out to you?
There were a lot of things that were introduced this year, but one of the things that I was most excited about is they really are starting to kind of listen to what the needs of not just what agencies need, but what different types of customers need, and specifically with a new kind of reporting product add-on. And what I mean by add-on is it's not necessarily free. You have to pay for it. But with that, you get to kind of hone in more so on creating different dashboards for the different people within the organization and customize them for the metrics that they're going to want to see, as opposed to giving them more of a generalization. That was actually my favorite announcement from Dharmesh and Brian. At Inbound. Dharmesh and Brian are the actual founders of Inbound, and each year they give a keynote on the first day of the conference, and they do the big kind of introductions on what's new with the products, what they're launching, and how it's going to affect everyone. So out of that keynote, my favorite was the reporting add-on.
Interesting. Nicole, what advice would you give to someone that really wants to get into this whole inbound marketing thing?
If people are listening and they want to kind of dive into inbound, I would definitely say to do the research beforehand and get certified. The certification for inbound is free. And it's one thing that's going to give you a better understanding of how inbound can fit into your organization, and also how you'll be able to handle the aspects. What we learned is there's definitely a lot of aspects that we do for our clients, but we also want to be able to work with their marketing department. And if they have a strong suit, we want to make sure we encourage them to utilize that, and then we take on everything else. So I would definitely say to get inbound certified. And if you do have questions, by all means, reach out to KBK Communications, because we are always here to help.
You've been listening to The Mime, the medical industry marketing experience. This broadcast podcast is a presentation of KBK Communications. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for listening.